Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Nah, I don't. I ain't gonna lie to you. Well, hell, I mean, shit. If I fuck it, man. I say when we get home, we just go commando. Just let our nuts just hang. Just let them move. Flap in the wind.
It's a song, man. It's the Indianapolis rapper called Jimmy Mack, man. He got a song called Let Your Nuts Hang. It's the shit.
Hey, real, man. Shit. I'm going to start, hey, just come in the house. Fuck it. Take my drawers off. I can't go to the door. Why? I ain't got on no drawers. What? I ain't got no drawers.
You know what, man? Now, this is from my experience. Men don't too much walk around butt-ass naked, but women can walk around butt-ass naked like it ain't shit. A dude always got on, like, a pair of shorts. You know what I'm saying? But a woman can walk around butt-ass naked like it ain't shit.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, especially then you got to factor in the fact me and you got girls. We got girls, so we can't do that.
I'm saying even before the kids came.
Shit.
You ain't too much walking around butt-ass. Man, you got your drawers on or some shorts or something on.
Oh, fuck it. Shit, I go flapping in the wind quick. Fuck it. Shit, I be like the boy on Baby Boy. Want some breakfast? Daddy's home. My thing is because I got daughters, so I'm like, okay, I can't do that. But shit, damn, if it was just me, shit, I mean, not for y'all, but shit, woman come knocking on my door, I'm, hey, how you doing? Butt-ass naked.
All right.
I can't do it. I got a 14-year-old son running around my house, so I ain't no butt-ass naked, but I will pop my bra off in a second.
But if your son wasn't there,
I still wouldn't walk around asshole naked, but I wouldn't have shit on underneath my T-shirt and my shorts.
Okay. Well, what about you, Janine? If the kids weren't involved, would you be walking around butt-ass naked?
That motherfucker walk around butt-ass naked anyway.
You have to understand. That we were raised like that. My mama was dressed like that. She just wore, you know, you remember them little, the slip, and then they just pull it all the way up over their titties, but they don't have nothing on.
What? Oh, hell no. You done went back. My grandma used to do that shit. I was like, oh, Lord. Take it all. Take that shit all. Excuse me, ma'am. Can I have some sugar? Hey, my mama said you got a cigarette. The one you used to be naked walking around the house all the time?
Of course.
Man, shit, I'd be in that window every day. She be like, I'm going to tell your mama. Oh, well, go ahead.
You want to walk around naked.
Right.
Exactly.
You got your shade up walking around naked.
And don't expect me to look.
Right.
Oh, no, she knew damn well y'all was looking.
Because you got to remember, when I was little, y'all remember on TV? Like the first cable on TV Spectrum, whatever?
Yeah, on TV and Spectrum.
And remember you used to watch the pornos with the little lines going through it?
Yeah. I'm guilty of that one.
So, you know, if I see a naked woman, you know, that's the first time I see a naked woman in real life. Without
right.
the line.
Dude,
so, that was the first grown woman
I ever seen in you know, that I can actually touch. I mean, we used to call her Crazy Carol, but she didn't have a bad body, though. She didn't have a bad body at all. Goddamn.
Her name was Carol?
Yep, Crazy Carol.
She had two kids.
Yep, Chappie and Janine.
I'm for real.
Seriously, she had a boy and a girl.
And the boy name was what?
You know what? I'm not going to say that boy name on the radio.
What's his name? Cecil?
Oh, Lord, you know him.
and the girl name was Ro. What was her name?
Jenny. Her name was Jenny. Well, that's what we called her, Jenny. Jenny, something like that.
Yeah, that was her nickname. Roginia.
Yeah.
It was something like that. Roginia or something like that.
Yeah.
You know
them? Yeah, they went to our church.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
they went to our church.
Yeah. She was mentally crazy.
Yeah, Crazy Carol.
Crazy for real. She was crazy for real. Her daughter wrote a book. It was a bestseller. She wrote a book about it, how they grew up and everything. Her mom was crazy for real.
Yeah,
you know the name of the book?
No,
huh?
She was literally.
I said you know the name of the book.
I sure don't. I could find out though, because I
find out for me. I like to read it.
I read it on Facebook.
My name probably in that book. She probably like that crazy motherfucker next to my daughter. Watching my mama and name. Oh, man.
I forgot they did live out there. I sure forgot about that.
No, they were literally my next door neighbors. I mean,
really?
We lived next door. And,
oh.
I mean, and I kind of took a liking to Cecil. So it was like, I wouldn't let the little kids pick on him the way, you know, because they really did used to fuck him up.
They used to pick on him
all the time. Mm-hmm. And, hey, man, as a matter of fact, dog, I seen him.
Yeah, he married now. I think he married with kids.
Yeah, and he actually.
He had actually thanked me,
and I was like, hey, what you thanking me for? He's like, man, you know, you used to teach me how to fight and all that stuff, man. And I'm looking like, nah, I just used to beat you up.
That was what taught him how to fight, get beat up.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I would just pick him out. Like him and my little brother was like close in age. So I would, you know, I would roughhouse them the way that Father Time and them used to roughhouse me. So I guess it taught him how to fight. Yeah, but that dude, he had it hard. I ain't gonna lie, them two kids had it hard.
Yeah.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Hold on, we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, y'all?
All right, wait. Hey, did you call her, man?
Yeah, I called her, man.
She answered the phone?
Yeah, she answered. She cool.
All right.
I just bet she is.
I don't feel bad. And I felt bad in the month when we get off the phone. Like, man, that shit wasn't even right. That shit wasn't. We shouldn't be joking like that. I hope that girl all right.
You sound pretty emotional now. Damn.
Y'all
get emotional now.
Man, dog. Archive the show, man. There was some good jokes, man, but them motherfuckers was kind of harsh.
I didn't think so.
You ain't lying, are you, man?
I'll tell you, Waylo ain't shit. Waylo left that girl to die, shit.
No, I did not.
We're not going to even get into Waylo's old dark, old black-hearted ass. We're not going to get into that today.
All right, y'all.
So I ain't that cold-hearted.
Yeah, black-hearted motherfucker.
All right, y'all. Tonight's topic. We're going to talk about relationships tonight, y'all. And how to keep them strong. How to keep your relationship strong and make your love last. All right, I found an article, right? I'm going to read y'all some of the bullet points, and y'all tell me if y'all agree or not. All right, this is they're giving you information on how to keep your relationship strong. The first thing they say is you got to stay involved with each other. So, anybody can agree on that? Okay, now here's one that me and my man we talked about the other day. We kind of disagreed on it, but we're gonna see what y'all think. It says to keep your relationship strong, you gotta keep outside relationships and interests alive. All right, now I'm gonna read y'all their definition. No one person can meet all of your needs, and expecting too much from someone can put a lot of unhealthy pressure on a relationship. Having friends and outside interests not only strengthens your social network, but brings new insights and stimulation to the relationship. Man, do y'all agree with that? My thing is this. I think when you bring outside people into your relationship, it tends to fuck up your relationship.
Yeah, it does.
So you agree with that?
Do they mean outside people? Are they talking about outside people or still having your outside things
your outside
that you
friends.
Do outside of being with that person or still, like, living your life outside of that person?
Well, they're talking about actual people and friends. You know, your friends. If you bring your friends into your relationship, you know how you can, like, you know, you and your girl, y'all double date. You know, like the little couple things, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do it. I think it tends to fuck up the relationship. That's just my opinion. But what do y'all think?
I missed the question.
It just fucks it up.
Okay, now have you experienced that before? You done brought somebody in and they fucking up your relationship.
Well, it wasn't my friend. It was one of her friends.
Say that again, bro.
I said it was one of her stupid ass friends.
Yeah, I'm hacking the motherfucker.
I couldn't hear you, man. Sorry about that.
I said it was one of her friends. It wasn't one of my friends that was doing some stupid shit. Damn near fucked up our shit.
Now, her friend, was she doing shit against you? Like saying stuff to her?
Yeah, she was putting shit in her ear.
Okay, now, see, dog, that's what I was saying the other day. Me and Wayne were on the same page.
But you can't say that because then that means you would be saying the same thing about y'all. Everybody needs some outside interest is what they're saying.
Well, I agree with that. But come on.
It just has to be the right people. I'm not saying that they should be dictating your relationship, But I think what they're saying is everybody needs, just like men need to have their time with their boys or whatever, you know, they're saying that women need to have their own outside interests too with their friends or whatever they're going to do.
Okay.
I mean,
so
I
you don't think
the fact that they should be dictating your relationship. No, I don't agree with that.
But that happens in relationships. Okay, let's say me and you together. I'm going to give you a prime example. Let's
mm-hmm.
say me and you together, right? We've been kicking it,
mm-hmm.
right? And you always telling me, well, you always telling your girl about our shit, you know, shit that go on between us. Now, I ain't never met her before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She could be one of your friends from out of town.
Okay.
You always telling her shit about our relationship, the
okay.
bad shit. You don't never tell her the good shit. You tell her the bad shit. So when I finally meet her, it's like she don't even like me now because of the shit you already told her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know
so
what you're saying.
Me and you go get into it because your friend don't like me and I don't like your friend now because she don't like me. I don't have no idea why. I don't know why she don't like me. You know what I'm saying? So when I say something bad about your friend, you're going to defend your friend.
Well,
which
not
is going to make us argue.
It doesn't necessarily, that's not necessarily true. If your friend wrong, she wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's still a matter of respect. You know what I'm saying? As a true friend, if it's somebody that she really ain't my friend, but as a true friend, whatever me and her speak about is between me and her. Just like she would tell me stuff about her man, I'm not going to go in his face block because I don't like him. It's about respecting each other. You know what I'm saying? That's just stuff you don't do.
But in real honesty, okay, this is my friend. I'm not sexual with this person. I don't have a relationship with her. I have a relationship with him. So whether or not you like him should not determine whether or not I like him. I'm not fucking you. I'm fucking him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in all relationships, you want your man to get along with your best friend.
No, not necessarily.
You want them to get
that's
along.
Probably dirty, and she's going to try to fuck too.
But then she should be your best friend in the first place.
Hey,
I'm talking about your true, your real best friend. You know, somebody that got your interest
real
at
best
heart.
Do that too.
No, none of my best friends do no shit like that.
Hey, well, it's different between men and women. Shit, women is catty and different. That's why I don't fuck with bitches.
Well, why every man that tries to sleep with me? Why every guy I done been with, they best friend and tried to sleep with me?
Because it's a test. And then on top of that, they not going to be mad at the other nigga. They going to be mad at you. That's how men operate.
It ain't no test because they was telling me all their little secrets. And I was using it to my advantage.
That was his end.
I'm going to shoot you and him.
Yes, we all know what you would do.
I'm just saying men
do that too. It's not just women. And men act like this my boy, this my best friend or whatever. And here he is, you telling him. And a lot of guys do that, even though a lot don't say they don't. They go tell they best friend, oh, yeah, me and her done had threesomes, we done did this and that. And, of course, he going to want it. He want to end.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I'm telling you shit.
Not a damn thing. I don't even like that nigga.
Nope.
I don't even like that nigga.
Right. I ain't telling you shit. I'm not telling you nothing.
Nope, nothing.
Oops. All right, y'all. I got another tip. They say, make sure you're fighting fair. Does anybody know what the hell that means? Hold on, y'all. This is their definition. It says, make sure you're fighting fair. Don't attack someone directly, but use I statements to communicate how you feel. Don't drag old arguments into the mix and keep the focus on the issue at hand and respect the other person. Now, how many people do that shit when they fight?
Right.
Bring up old shit.
Old shit is the first thing to come up. I remember when
that's
you were talking about
that. Thing. You're right. That is the first thing.
I know.
Thing.
Oh, shit.
No, remember last week you said that was last week. That's old shit.
Oh, yeah. Man, you good for bringing up what somebody said in the past.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Has.
You said I am?
Yeah, you good for what. I remember when you said such and such and such and such. I already know how you argue.
You goddamn right. Don't
do it on
yourself. I'll be motherfucker. What about that shit you said last week?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you know what? Here's my thing. Nah, hold up. Nah, I'm just talking shit. Here's my thing. If you didn't get me on that shit that you was mad at me about last week, don't bring that shit up with me because you mad and.
Now all the shit's coming up.
I agree 100%. We got a new caller. Y'all caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Who this?
I ain't talking to y'all in a long time. Caramel.
How you doing, Caramel?
I'm all right. Living.
Hello.
Outstanding.
Hey,
everybody.
Everybody
say hi to Caramel.
Hey.
All right, Caramel, do you fight fair? When you're arguing with your man, do you fight fair?
As in, like, smack him?
No. No, we ain't talking no physical. We just talking about with your words. Do you fight fair?
Wait a minute, man. Hold up, man. I got one thing to say. You got one more time to hang me up, man. One more time.
I'm not hanging you up, dude.
One more time to hang me up,
man. Every time I look, your line drops. Get off that booth,
you got
man.
One more time. When I work the switchboard, we don't have this problem. But when you work the switchboard, I get hung up on.
What the hell is that?
Damn, somebody that need a muffler like a motherfucker.
You just dropped Caramel. That ain't me, man. Because Caramel just dropped too. Y'all got to quit playing with the booth.
No, I'm going to fuck that show. You fucking
okay,
up.
Okay, now Caramel is back. How the hell I'm fucking up?
Man, you
Caramel, are you back?
Yeah, what the hell happened?
Man.
Okay, no fighting. No fighting.
Right, because the next tip they said is communication, which we don't have too much of right now.
OMG.
All right, Caramel, let me ask you a question. When you're arguing with your guy, do you fight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you bring up old stuff? I mean, you guys going in, y'all all in the mix. Do you bring up old stuff?
It depends, like, if I'm holding in something that I ain't bring up, but, like, if it ain't bring it up, yeah, I'm going to throw it in the argument. But if it's old, I ain't going to say nothing. If he throws something old in my face, yeah, I'm going to throw something old in his.
But see, that's my thing right there. If you didn't bring it up last week, don't bring it up now. Do not bring it up now. You should have brought that shit up when it was fresh on your mind. Because I'm going to tell you, I drink, and you get talking about, well, what about when you said, what? What the fuck you talking about? I ain't said that shit. You said it last week. You should have called me last week. Because I don't know what the fuck I said. And evidently, it didn't bother you that bad last week.
Nah, I'm
going to
say what I got to say, like, right in the there.
No, it bothers me.
Does anybody on
the field say shit?
What?
Do
no,
anybody
on the
show think they can fight
that? Say something. Say something. Don't sit there and not say it. Don't hold that shit in as ammo.
I'm going to say something even if it's kiss my ass. It's going to be something. So the argument is over with. I'm going to speak my mind, but if it's old, I ain't going to say nothing. I mean, it's just pointless.
Right. That's my question. Don't bring that shit up.
But is it old but still relevant? Now, wait a minute. What if the old conversation, I didn't say nothing about it last week, but this week the same shit comes up? How come I can't bring it up last week now?
Because you should have said it last week.
Okay, but it's still relevant today.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because I'm having the same issue that I had with you last week now.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be like Smokey. Why are you bringing up old shit?
Okay, that particular issue was old, but I got the same issue with you now. If your issue last week was
you know what? Had you brought it up last week, then I'd have knew it was an issue. Since you didn't bring it up last week, I didn't believe it was an issue. So don't bring it up now.
Well, touche, goddammit. All right.
Yeah, he got a point on that one.
Yeah, I know
how
what
how about we just
that's
don't say
if it was big enough of an issue that it should have been brought up the previous week, then it must have not been an issue to you to say nothing about it.
Well, maybe it's not an old issue. It's a new issue.
No, it ain't new if you said it happened last week.
How about we just don't say it happened last week?
I know what happened last week. You know what happened last week. How the hell you gonna hide it?
Oh my goodness!
No, I'm talking about 5 minutes ago. I didn't say that 5 minutes ago. Oh well, I mean last week. How in the hell did you get 5 minutes and last week mixed up?
All right, well, let me ask this. All right, dog. I know you, so this don't even pertain to you, but this pertains to everybody else. When you guys are arguing with your man or your woman, do you gotta win?
What, man? What the fuck you mean? You ain't gotta ask me that. What you trying to say?
Because he say he knows already that you gotta win. You gotta have a laugh.
Exactly. Thank you, Janine. Yeah, okay.
First of all,
like in the sixth grade.
First of all, Janine, don't be acting like you know me like that. Tell me about myself, shit.
You're the one that said it.
Wait a minute.
All right, Waylo,
do you
got to
win
and
fight Waylo?
Huh?
This
depends on if I'm wrong or not.
So if you know you're wrong, you ain't got to win.
If I know I'm wrong,
winning ain't about it.
No, if I know I'm wrong, then no, I ain't got to win. But if I know I'm right, I'm getting my point across, goddammit.
I'm getting my point across, whether I'm right or wrong.
You hear that, dog?
See, that's open hand slap in the mouth. So you're not going to sit here, both of us know you wrong. And you going to sit here and steal
something
to keep right? You out your goddamn mind. I'll choke the shit out you. Well, no, I won't. I won't choke you. But some people will choke you.
Yeah.
Not me per se. But some people will choke the shit out you.
All right, let me get Caramel. Caramel, do you have to win the fight? Do you have to win the fight?
I wouldn't have to win the fight, but you're going to hear what I got to say at the end of the day.
Why? If you're wrong. Why I got to hear what you got to say if you're wrong? And you know you're wrong.
So you're going to hear what I got to say. I don't care, it's the same thing with me. If y'all wrong and we can be clear as day right and y'all still going to say what you got to say just so we can hear your point, so I feel like you won't hear my point either right if I'm right or wrong.
How many times we done gave in to y'all, and y'all be dead fucking wrong. How many times we done gave in to y'all? That goes back to my family feud question. The only reason we give in to y'all is because y'all do something to turn us on. Really, you might do something like the way you turn your ass up or the way you even looked at me. God damn, that's kind of sexy. All right, baby, I'm sorry. Come on, lay down. That don't mean I really think you're right. That just means I'm ready to fuck. And I know you ain't going to give me no pussy if I'm arguing with you.
That's what I really be on. Like, after the argument, let's have sex. Maybe we can feel better. Like, I feel okay. That's gonna make everything better. Let's go fuck, and you go to sleep, and we go to sleep like ain't nothing just happened.
Fuck up.
Okay. All right, now Waylo, I ain't even gotta ask you, and I ain't gotta ask Father Time. I mean, y'all men. So, Waylo, I don't know nothing about your sex life personally, other than you the biggest freak that's on this damn radio show. But at the same time, you do gotta realize
don't y'all know that y'all can set us the fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
All y'all gotta do is just fuck us. I mean, but see, we like y'all argue with us, and then y'all throw us the pussy, and we set the fuck up. We try to throw y'all the shit. I don't want that shit. I don't want that shit.
That goes back to Father Tom's question. I'll answer that real quick. The way to keep me happy is real simple. Three things. You fuck me, feed me, and stroke my ego every once in a while. That's it right there. They go to keep.
But I don't understand that, dog. But then, and Waylo, I think that was you that made mention to this. If y'all like to fuck just as much as we do.
Yes, sir.
But y'all pride says that I don't want that shit. You put that shit back up. But then, when we walk out the door,
well,
excluding Janine.
Guess what? Women just like me, but y'all gotta kind of force us, really. Like, pin our ass down, point blank. I would shut the hell up afterwards. Like, I ain't gonna argue nothing.
Not all women is the same.
I will argue until you shut me the hell up.
That's like rape to me. I'll fucking pin your ass down, fuck the shit out of you, and wake up in handcuffs and shit. You done called that cop around my ass while I'm sleeping.
Right.
Kiss my ass on that one.
It's all okay.
No anger. Ain't no fighting. Hard dick in my bed. Shit. No, it's
right. And angry sex is good sex. I like angry sex. For some reason, that shit turned me on. I like getting shit talked to me. I agree to every goddamn thing you say. I was wrong. Sure the fuck was. Just keep it calm.
I'm going to show ass up and make some damn tacos.
Right. Am I going to hear this bullshit a day later? Now my dick ain't in you. Is you gonna start back talking shit?
No, but I'm gonna be thinking about the sex. Like, I'm gonna try to think of some shit to piss your ass off again.
I'm gonna think of some shit to piss you off again.
Exactly.
You ain't got to get no angry dick at all.
Yeah. Slap me while we fucking. Yeah. I'll tear your ass off.
Why does it have to be about right and wrong? I think that's where everybody gets caught up when they arguing with one another. Why does somebody have to be right and somebody have to be wrong? Why can't individual people that we are discussing and communicating with each other, and it ain't about being right and wrong.
That's a question for a motherfucker that's always wrong.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Whatever.
Yep.
No, it's not.
That's a question.
Whatever. It shouldn't even have to be about that. We just individual people that should know how to communicate with one another. It shouldn't be about I'm right and you wrong. Or trying
but
to prove our point.
There ain't no perfect
like,
relationships out there, though.
You got to think about that.
There ain't no perfect relationships out there. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It's all about admitting the shit. That's all it is. Can you admit that you was wrong?
A lot of them can't.
Women are
okay. They will not give you that satisfaction of them saying, oh, I was wrong. They changed the subject when they figured out they was wrong. It's a whole different subject now.
Motherfucker go hard on your ass. Motherfucker bring up some shit. Well, what about with you better shut the fuck up or I slap you.
All right, y'all. We gonna move on to the next tip. All right, I'm gonna ask each person. I need each person to give me one answer. I'm gonna start with who's at the bottom. I'm gonna start with you, Janine.
Yes.
What is your definition of quality time? I'm gonna see if you match the list they gave me.
Oh shit.
Oh, quality time. Let me see if I remember what that is.
Just give me one. Just give me one.
Hell, just being with each other, cooking dinner, me cooking dinner for him, and...
You know what?
What the hell is that?
Hold on, Janine. Before you answer that question, you know what? Let's let everybody think about it for a second, man. Let's go to the song, let everybody think about what quality time is. When we come back from the song, we get everybody out. Cool?
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. This is some old school shit. Hey, this is homegrown shit, man. Grand fam.
Trying to hit it, I'm being real, I hope you with it. Yeah, I admit it, I got a girl, but this the low dough. Quit saying you don't know, cause if you won't be, let me know so. I see your ass shake, winking your eyes, waving while you're
telling me how.
No lie, I really want to hit it in the worst way. I seen you Thursday, you was all tight, it was your birthday. It hurts me, knowing that you want us to creep. Dreaming your sleep, about us fucking hard on the beat. I think the threats that he make, they got you thinking. He out there drinking. When he come home, you catch a beating. I weaken. Every time I see you with your shit tied, you need the dick ride. Give me just one night. Like I know you, with all the freak shit, it's plenty things I wanna show you. I know you, got a man, he treats you real bad. That's sad, just call me up when he make you mad. I'm glad, you speak on all the things that you would do to me. Talking like that, I know you want this opportunity. Just you and me, lost in the world of lust. You blessed, cause you know you thinking about us. I must hit, cause I like the way you shake. My dick ache, every time I'm watching you shake. Don't make this hard girl, talking about your man. We just friends. Tell him that and he'll understand. I plan to hit girl and make you even deeper. Don't worry about babies, I keep more rubbers in the sneaker. I need to hit cause you want me to touch. No guts, grab fam, so you want me to fuck. Know what? I'm tired of playing games and going through this. You want me a night, then girl, let's do this. Enough said. So you slipped out.
I dipped out.
Girl, why you here to meet me with your hips out? Falling cause I like the way you move.
I'm confused.
Just let a nigga wipe away your wounds. Don't lose this memory, make it last forever like keep sweat.
Can you kiss from my neck? I get hot when I see us on the beach. We can do it all night on what we've done, just fall asleep.
No sleep, I told you girl I'm dealing with a boo-boo. You got a man too, so this the only thing we can do. Say nothing, we got to do it right. We can't take it too far, because it's only four nights. Despite the one night, I like when we was fucking. Titty sucking and straight bumping, we both busting. Girl, you never want this night to end. It's coming closer, I guess we stuck on being friends. Because it's over, one night.
One night, 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 one the way my hands touching, touching one night. Kissing on your neck, and loving the way my hands touching, touching one night.
All right, y'all, welcome back. One night, that's all I need, one night.
All right, man, hold on a second, dog. I just saw the funniest thing, man. Before we get back to the topic, check this out. Police called this dude, right, tell him his brother dead, right? They got his body at the morgue, right? He goes to pick the body up, take it back to mom's house, you know, you know, for the wake and everything. You read the story?
Yeah, I've seen it today.
The dude that's supposed to be dead, they got his body in the living room, right? And this motherfucker walked through the door. Stanley gave his mom a heart attack. Had the whole house running. Had the whole house running. I'll be suing the hell out of somebody, man. I'll be suing the hell out of somebody.
Oh, they said he was dead, but he wasn't?
Yeah,
what? He looked like the dude that was dead. He looked like the dude that got killed.
Yeah,
the police said, he's your brother.
Yeah, he come in like, hey, what the fuck going on?
Right, and he's supposed to be dead. Man, everybody in the house running like, they think they're looking at a ghost. You know what I mean? They just walk in. What's going on? What happened? Who is that?
Now, the brother,
that's
the brother went and verified the body. The brother's like, yeah, that's my brother. Man, that'd be fucked up to walk in the house and motherfucker, hey, what's going on? What the fuck? Man, I'd probably be trying to go out there.
That's a prank gone bad, man. Yeah, man, I'd be to jump out the window, dog. We could be on the 10th floor. I'm going out the window. Something ain't right here. I'm scared of the motherfuckers. But, all right, Janine, what's your definition of quality time?
Oh, quality time is probably maybe me cooking, us taking a bath together.
Okay.
So us being with each other, or, you know, you used to go to the beach, walk along the beach, just being able to spend time with each other and talk. It don't even have to be about spending money. Just
okay.
Hanging around each other.
Most of their suggestions don't have nothing to do with money. Karen, man, what about you? What's your definition of quality time?
Just giving that person my undivided attention.
Undivided attention. Okay.
Pretty much whatever they want to do, whatever they want to talk about, I'm down.
All right. Waylo?
Well, my quality time is get rid of all the kids, if you got any. No rugrats. We locking the door. We cutting off cell phones. We getting food. We getting some movies, and we stand in the crib doing whatever the hell we want to do naked.
Okay. All right, biggest though.
My idea of quality time, it might not even be nothing necessarily sexual at all. I mean, for example, you know, hanging out at a park, riding around, talking, just, you know, already know one another, but you still, you know, it's something new to learn about a person every day. So, you know, you just ride around, you know, go sit at a park sometimes, chill, talk, just hug, be wrapped up with each other. That's quality time to me.
Okay. All right, dog. Quality time to you, Holmes.
You getting your ass in the kitchen cooking me some vittles. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm playing. I mean, you know what, man? Quality time is just, it could be anything. It's something as simple, like they said, something as simple as going out to eat or just at home watching the movie. You know what I'm saying? Or just talking, you know? I mean, quality time could be anything. It all depends on what you do about it.
Right. Everybody got a different definition for it.
Right. But you know what? I think that you can't put no tag on quality time. Because, like, you know, some people be like, shit, if motherfucker ain't spending no money, he ain't spending no quality time. Or if she ain't fucking, she ain't spending no quality time. You know, you got motherfuckers out there like that. And them motherfuckers fuck it up for a lot of people.
Let me clarify. When I said naked, that don't mean that all we doing is standing in the house fucking. What I mean is we in the crib, panties, bra, drawers, tank top, no socks type shit.
I know what you're saying, man. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but now we all know it's some motherfuckers feel like, shit, if this bitch ain't fucking, this ain't no quality time. You know what I'm saying? Or the bitch, like, if he ain't spending no money, shit, this ain't no quality time. Going to a motherfucking park. I can't buy nothing at a park. Goddamn. I can't buy shit at a park but a hot dog or a balloon.
Fresh out of bubble gum.
Right. All right, I'm going to give y'all some of the things on their list. They say find something that you enjoy doing together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given. They say try something new together.
Mm-hmm.
Think about playful ways to surprise your partner. Like bring her some flowers or, you know, pick up a DVD on your way home and not tell her. Make it a habit of laughing together. Make it a habit to laugh together. That's some of theirs.
I agree with that one. If you can laugh together, man, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me your definition. What do you mean by laughing together? Like, if y'all watching a movie or just talking?
I mean,
what do you mean?
You know what? Like, you know, my thing is this. This is my thing. And ladies, don't take this personal, but women are so fucking serious now. It's like, why the fuck are women so fucking serious? I mean, I don't mean y'all per se, because if y'all was serious, I'd have hung up on you motherfuckers a long time ago. But everything gotta be grown. I'm a grown woman. Mm-hmm. I don't got time for games. Well, shit, maybe if you play a couple of games, you'll ever have some fun. I ain't got time for games. I ain't got time for the bullshit. Man, I'm so tired of motherfuckers. If I see one more post, I'm allergic to bullshit. I'm so allergic to bullshit. Well, hell, I don't like chewed up grass coming out of bull's ass neither. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I think a lot of relationships last, like, pretty much be strong. If you're in tune with your kids, man, like, just freaking playing around, wrestling and stuff. Like, I like doing shit like that. I still try to be a big-ass
kid. Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
You know what? I had a chick get mad at me because she asked me, what was I doing? I was like, shit, chilling, watching cartoons. She like, you watch cartoons? I was like, yeah, I watch cartoons. So is it a problem with that? She was like, no, I just don't think a grown ass man would be watching cartoons.
Exactly. I had a roommate, man. All this motherfucker did was watch cartoons. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? But then I started watching him with his ass, and it's just pretty fucking good. That's goddamn cartoons.
I mean, long as you and
I'm talking about old school cartoons like Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny and shit like that.
I was watching animation. Let the Tom and Jerry cartoon come on. I'm stuck. That's my shit, there. Hey, man, think about it. Tom will grab a motherfucking shotgun and be busting that Jerry, man. That shit be funny as hell to me. Like, goddamn, this motherfucker would grab
a
shotgun.
He be missing. That's the funny part. He be missing every go round.
Yeah, but his whole intent is to blow Jerry motherfucking noodles out the back of his head.
Hell yeah.
But he never do. That's my dude. Like, he is too funny.
He never do. That's just like,
That's just like Elmer Fudd, always chasing Bugs Bunny, always got a gun, always quiet than the motherfucker. But you'll never hit that motherfucker, man.
Yeah,
Roadrunner
well,
can't never catch.
Hold up. I know we're getting off track on this, but I just got to say this. Elmer don't pull the trigger. Tom be pulling the trigger. Tom pull the trigger on the motherfucker in a heartbeat. Tom grab that motherfucking elephant gun. Bah,
bah. All right, well, hold on, man. Hold on for a second, dog. We're going to get back on topic, but I got to say this. My favorite Tom and Jerry episode was that one where Jerry called up his homies. They was dressed like gangsters.
Oh yeah.
They was whooping Tom ass through the whole cartoon. That was 20 years.
But that was his friends. That was his cousin. One of them was his cousin.
Yeah, that was his cousin.
He called up the homies. Like, I'm tired of this.
Oh, that was his cousin. He called his cousin. That motherfucker said, whenever he come, if he ever fucks with you, just whistle.
Right.
And Tom was like, man, I'm not fucking with this motherfucker. No more.
That's the best one. And the other one was the dude, the little mouth that always played a guitar, snatching off his whiskers and shit.
Oh, yeah. Have a home.
I like that
right.
one, too. Yeah,
Grandma.
He did right, Grandma.
Oh, Papa on all the heat and riding. Cram bones. Oh, that was my shit, yeah.
Hey,
I used to know the whole fucking song.
He be hauling ass.
Hey, I used to like the way he started. He said, ah, holding all the heat and riding. Cram bones. I've been holding heat and riding. Crambo.
Let's get back on topic. I just love the one with it. He called it to the little homies. They was gangsters, man. Gangster mice. They was gangster like. They had their little dogs on, their little sweaters. That shit was funny as hell to me. That was some funny.
But you know, Tom did. He called up somebody just like him, but it was so funny how his cousin was so wrong. He went out there and man worked him, bad stuff. Oh my God, that's a real thug for you that know how to beat up everybody.
Well, them little kids and Mike was a motherfucker, boy. All right, y'all, check this out. This the last one. They say you got to, I think everybody knows this, you got to expect ups and downs. They give you advice. How to get through the ups and downs. They say, don't take out your problems on your partner. Anybody understand that, right? If you're having a bad day, don't take it out on another person. Anything fuck, you're having a bad day.
All right, well, now, okay, and for all practical purposes, you're 110% right, but that's kind of easier said than done. How? Because it's like, I mean, hell, motherfucker, you just took shit out on me because you done had a bad day.
You ain't my woman.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Motherfucker,
I'm just saying. People in general do that every day. Your boss make you mad, you can't say nothing to your boss, so you take it out on the next motherfucker that's closest to you. I ain't saying it's right, but motherfuckers have a tendency to do it.
I disagree with that, man. You can control that.
Get the fuck out. You know what? You kill
you
me.
You can control that.
You
I don't
even
what to say, man. You can control that, man. You don't got to come in the house cussing all the goddamn time. You can control
you
that.
Talk,
you know you had a bad day.
You
ain't got to take it out on everybody in the house.
I don't do that shit, though. You are the most sacrilegious, contradicting motherfucker I never met at the same time, boy. I tell you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, and then you're going to eat a ham sandwich right after that.
Yeah, some bacon, motherfucker. I eat bacon. But come on, y'all. Be honest. Be honest. We're going to ask everybody on the show. Be honest. Do you not think you can control coming in the house, snapping on your man or your woman because you had a bad day? Do you think that's uncontrollable or it can be controlled? Way low. Can you control having a bad day without taking out on your woman?
Yeah, I can control that shit. If she asks me what's wrong with you, I'm like, I had a bad day. And she was like,
okay.
You want to talk about it?
Now, Waylo, hold up. Waylo, yes, you can control it, but now the better question is, do you always control it?
No, I don't always control it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I like the way you flipped that around. Janine, can you
control it? Shut up, motherfucker!
Control it. Can you always control it, Janine?
No, you cannot control that all the time. You probably try to, but no, you can't.
Okay, now, before I go to the next person, I'm going to respond to that last sound bite.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
Caramel.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I can't. Because, like, if I have my own little distress code, which is pineapple, I got that from Kevin Hart. So if you want responses, if you keep nitpicking with me, I got to leave me alone. You ask for it. But half the time, I can control it, though.
Okay, leave it though.
Well, my job is fun. You know, I work in a liquor store, so I am completely free to be who I am. I can't necessarily always say what I want to say to a customer, but then, again, yes, the fuck I can, because as a liquor store person, I hold the right to tell you to get the fuck out of my store if I don't like your attitude. So, therefore, I don't have to come home and take out anything. I done beat and already got it out, but I don't work in a necessarily, quote-unquote, professional type of a place. So, for me, I guess it's a little bit different.
Okay.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
All right, here's the next one. It says, some problems are bigger than both of you. I'm going to read what they say. They say trying to force a solution can cause even more problems. Every person works through problems and issues in his or her own way. Remember that you're a team. Continue to move forward together, and you can get through rough spots. Everybody got to agree with that.
I do, because, I mean, it's like...
I most certainly do.
You don't feel like talking about it. Well, I'm not going to drag it out of you because that's going to make you take your frustrations out on me. I'm going to ask you what your problem is. If you say you don't want to talk about it, then I'm going to let it rest until you decide you want to talk about it.
Okay. Anybody else got something they want to say about that one?
See, that was a backfire in my face one time. I know she had a bad day one day. She came home all shitty and shit. Motherfucker sat on the edge of the bed looking like her dog just died. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm like, all right. So I went in the kitchen and fucking kept doing what I was doing. Yeah, went in there, sat down, cracked me a bill, put my feet up. She kind of, you don't even want to know how my fucking day is? I can't stand you motherfuckers. She just went the fuck off. I was like, hold on, time out. I grabbed my car keys and I left. I'll be back.
So you saying she wasn't willing to work it out? Let me ask you, if she didn't want to talk about it, it's like they said earlier, if she didn't want to talk about it, you kind of forcing her to talk about it.
No, I didn't force her to talk about it. She didn't say that she didn't want to talk about it. I asked her. Because that's normal. If you see something that's wrong with somebody that you care about and shit, your significant other, or even just a friend, you're going to ask her what the fuck is wrong with you.
Yes,
they say nothing, I don't want to talk about it. All right, fine, we ain't going to talk about it. Then you make out on me. It's over with. You had your chance, I'm out of here.
Wrong would you be if you just let the person sulk and be sad or going through stuff and then you don't even ask, then they're going to think you don't even care.
Exactly.
True. That's true. Nah, I do agree with that. They wait all month for 2 hours later. You know, you ain't even say nothing. You ain't asking what's wrong or nothing. Shit, you like you ain't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? I do agree with that, Jane. That's a good point.
Hold on. Damn, man. Can I get to say something on that? Damn. This motherfucker.
Ah, damn.
That's how I feel.
when you be rude. I think Father Time getting back at you from all the times you was being rude.
No, I didn't know if he had nothing to say. I mean, he didn't say nothing.
God damn, I wish everybody else could have talked here.
Make your point, sir.
No, man, go to your next question. I ain't saying shit else tonight.
Now you want to get attitude.
I'm going to do like you.
You
want to
get attitude, man?
Yeah, I'm going to do like you. I won't say nothing the rest of the night.
We can work it out, man.
We going to switch roles today. I'm not going to say nothing the rest of the night.
We can work it out, man. All we got to do is communicate. We can work it out.
I want to communicate with you.
See, that's the problem, man. You don't never want to talk, man.
You sound
like a real guy.
You sound gay as fuck, man. I really don't want
to
talk to you.
When
I fuck your motherfucking
people. We can work
like
this out, man. I love you, man.
You can shut the fuck up and go on to the next question.
I want to hear what you got to say.
Hey, man.
Just say it.
Just go on and hug and get it over with.
Just say it, man.
Don't y'all niggas need counseling.
Good question, man.
Man, say what you got to say, man.
Go to the next fucking question. That's what I had to say.
Ooh, it was a little aggressive that time.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, if
I'm
saying
that, point from, that brings up my point from earlier. Some motherfuckers always trying to skate uphill on ice.
What's the
next
thing?
The next one is be open to change. Change is a part of life. It will happen whether you go with it or fight it. You listen to man? Flexibility is essential to adapt to the change that's always taking place in any relationship, and it allows you to grow together through both the good times and the bad times. Everybody agree with that? You should be open to change, makes your relationship better.
Man, look, my point of view might be a little bit cynical because I feel like half of the people writing this shit are people that have been divorced 3 or 4 times, people that can't keep their own families together, people that fucked up on their own. How in the fuck are you going to give me relationship advice? And I just saw you in court 2 weeks ago talking about how this, that, and the other ain't right. And I saw you on the news yesterday talking about how you got your kid taken away from you. Y'all going through a custody battle. I mean, let me
ask you a question, though. Isn't that the best person to learn from, somebody that already been through it?
Maybe not. It depends on the situation. If you're talking about a situation where maybe there's, you know, a fella who's been in a gang or been through the drug life or whatever, and he's converted and reverted his life, and now he's doing the right thing, yes. But if you are talking about relationships, I'm not taking no advice from no motherfucker who shit ain't together they say. Fuck you.
Hey, I got something to say on that one. Before me and my ex broke up, right, she was like, before all the shit hit the fan, she was like, I think we need to go to counseling. I was like, no, why the fuck would we go to fucking counseling so a motherfucker could tell us how to run our relationship, and them motherfuckers probably ain't even in a fucking relationship.
Right.
These motherfuckers read the shit in the fucking book.
Right.
Human behavior, that's what it's called. They get a degree in human behavior and think they know every fucking thing about a person.
Right.
So why the fuck would we go in there and give these motherfuckers $800 for a fucking session and they ain't even going to tell us shit and make us keep coming back and making us pay them and they ain't going to resolve shit. We still going to have the same problem when we go home. We could talk that shit out of our fucking selves, save the fucking money, and go on about our business. Fuck them goddamn counselors and motherfuckers that do that goddamn relationship. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Okay, let me ask you a question, man. Now, let's say you're married, right? You're having problems. I'm already divorced. You know what I'm saying? I'm divorced already.
So wouldn't you listen to what I had to say, because I've already been through it. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hell no,
relationship. Everybody's relationship is different. You can't base your relationship on that person's relationship and try to give them advice, because what they're going through might not be the same thing that you went through.
Exactly. I can't listen to you, because then I'm thinking, shit, you fucked up someone down the line.
Most of that shit is culturally biased. They're not talking about Negro relationships. They're talking about white people relationships. And I'm not a racist. I love everybody. But them motherfuckers are different than we are, from everything on, from the way they eat on down to the way they raise their kids and everything in between. That shit is culturally biased. They're not talking about Negro relationships.
Let me ask y'all a question. All right, like, I got this friend, and she was like, oh, no, her husband's having problems, blah, 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 blah. So she was like,
he didn't fuck them.
No, I didn't. Just listen, man. Fucking, she said that they was going to take separate trips from each other. She was going to go out of town, he going to go out of town. Would y'all let y'all significant other go out of town just because they need to get away? Or would y'all make them stay there and talk that shit out?
As long as they ain't angry, they can be gone.
Wait a minute, hold up. They leaving because they need to get away from you?
They want to get away from the family, they work, kids, all that shit. They want to get away from everything and go out and do them, and then come
but
back.
But separately,
so,
not together.
So in other words, they try to get a hall pass.
Basically.
Hell no.
I feel like shit. You can't,
I wouldn't do that.
When I talked to her, she was like, yeah, we talked about it, and he said that he gonna do it, and then I was like, see, that's some shit that black folks just don't do. She was like, what you mean by that? I was like, only y'all white folks gonna do that shit, because I ain't gonna let my spouse
go out the fucking crib
for a fucking week and fucking
not
know where the fuck
she's at.
Nope,
I wouldn't let my wife go anywhere out of town if we're mad at each other.
Exactly. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
You can go
if we mad at each other. No,
I'm talking about if shit ain't right in the crib and you just want to get the fuck away. I ain't talking about you her coming to me and say, baby, I want to take a trip and I'm going with the girls. Not that type of shit. You going by yourself doing that what the fuck you want to do.
I want my hall pass right now.
Hell no. You better sit your monkey ass down, act like you got the goddamn shit. Fuck that. I got your hall pass. So walk your ass up down this hallway.
One thing I cannot stand is, like, when you have friends that be having a bad relationship, they want to give you advice. I be just looking like, how the fuck you going to tell me any goddamn thing?
But that's the best advice, because they live in it.
No, that's advice. No. But how in the heck is you going to give me any advice and look at your own personal situation? Like, you need to be literally kicking, taking your own advice right now.
Okay, I'm going to break it down to you. Hold on, I'm going to break it down to y'all. Okay, let's say me and Kaz, we friends, right? We boys, don't know each other. They're there all our lives. He has a good relationship. I got a bad relationship, right? Now, if his relationship is starting to break down, and I see it, shouldn't I give him advice on trying to get it back together, because I know exactly what he's going through, because I've already been through it? Shouldn't he take my advice?
No, it's not your business. Mind your goddamn business. Look here, man. You can tell me something.
With that person, heck, you know he don't need to take your advice. He might as well just roll on and just
have
it his own way.
No, you're in
a bad relationship with somebody else. Why in the world would he take your advice and you still with the relationship that's going bad?
I'm trying to get his relationship back on track. That's why I'm giving him that advice.
Can't nobody get your relationship back on track but them.
Right. Work on your relationship first, dog. Work on your relationship first.
Work on yours.
You can't work on mine if yours fucked up.
And that's the same thing I'm saying about some article.
I think y'all missing my point here. Y'all missing my point. No. I want your relationship to work.
I understand. understand what you're
saying.
These are two different women.
Your
exactly.
advice for his relationship might not work. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just because it may have worked for yours or it might be working for yours, this is a whole different female, different person that you're dealing with. She may take that
mm-hmm.
differently. So your advice
right.
for his relationship may not work for him.
So y'all saying don't take nobody should take my advice. Okay, let me ask you this one. Let me flip it on you. All right, dog, we homies. We've been friends forever, right?
Right.
You found out your girl is cheating on you. You found out she's cheating, right? However, you found out, it don't matter. You found out she's cheating, right? And now I think my girl is cheating on me. So I shouldn't take your advice and say, hey, you come to me and say, hey, man, look for this sign, look for that sign, watch this, watch out for that.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't
hold
come
on,
to you. I shouldn't take that advice. It's the same
hold
thing.
Hold on, because, wait a minute, listen to what I'm – okay, all right. You said that I know mine is cheating on me, right? I
didn't
call her.
Right,
you
exactly.
You don't know that yours is cheating on you.
Right.
But
I think she is.
Okay, but now it could be that she is, and it could be that you're just being insecure. So now, if you take my advice, I'm not going to lie to you right about now. I'm bitter, so I'm telling you to look for any motherfucking thing. I'm going to tell you to look for the most irrational thing you possibly can. Because I'm bitter. I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? What time did she take a shower? She took a shower at 3:47. Nah, man, that bitch cheating, dog. And I don't know, bitch take no shower at 3:47 in the motherfucking afternoon. And she could have got off work at 3:10. But because I'm so fucking bitter about what happened, oh, man, that bitch finna
exactly.
go fuck another nigga, man. She finna go fuck another
mm-hmm.
nigga. Now, you sitting there looking at her. Now, this is probably her normal routine. But you like, oh, so what you taking a shower at 3:45 for? Well, I just got off work, baby, and bitch, you cheating. Yeah, nigga, that both of us sitting in the motherfucking bar getting drunk, and neither one of us got no woman. Because my bitter ass then just told you some fucked up shit.
Now,
you know what?
That's a great point.
Now she's sitting around
singing
Keisha Cole songs and shit.
Right.
That's a good point. But if I come to you like that you being my friend for so long, I wouldn't expect you to give me some bitter advice. I expect you to keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm coming to you.
Hold up. In my mind, I am keeping it real with you. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not consciously telling you bad shit.
Right, that's
it's
the
just,
subconscious.
Yeah, it's just my mind that clicked off. You know what I'm saying? When you say cheating, oh yeah, motherfucker, I know all about this shit. This bitch just did this shit to me last week. You know what I'm saying? My mind clicked off
because
of some shit that went on with me. But now your
that's
girl at work. Hey, what time did
hey,
she
you
go to work?
What?
She went to work at 8:47. What time she got to be there? She ain't got to be there at 9:30. Oh, she went and sucked that nigga dick. She went and sucked that nigga dick before she got to work. You know what I'm saying? Because my mind is so fucked up right now. So right now, I'm the last motherfucker you need advice from.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? I told my homeboy when he came to me and asked me that same scenario that you just said, same shit happened. He was like, hey, man, I think my girl fucking around and shit. He was like, what should I do? Like, I know you had your little problem and shit. I was like, shit, nigga, follow your gut, your heart, and your mind, nigga. Think clearly before you decide to do something rational. And I left it
and
at
don't
that.
Don't ask me shit,
because
I got my own damn
yeah.
problem. I'm over here trying to plot to kill this bitch now, and you fucking with me.
that's what a real friend tell you, man. I'm not in my right mind. I ain't got no good advice for you right now. That's what a real friend do.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be in the. Hey, man, I don't give a fuck about a bitch. I don't give a fuck about these bitches. But and if you hit me talking like that, then you know, like right now, he is not the motherfucker to talk to. Man, these bitches
okay,
ain't
now,
shit.
Let me ask y'all this. I'm asking everybody this.
Okay, now, off of everything y'all said, when is a good time to take advice from a motherfucker? Because y'all said don't take advice from nobody for nothing. That's what I'm saying anyway.
It ain't pretty much. Motherfucker, look here, man, when it comes to relationships, fuck advice. Follow, like Waylo said, follow your heart. Do what you feel like you need to do. Don't listen. I'm your motherfucking ace bull coon. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Wick. Don't listen to O. Listen to your heart, dog, because there's a lot of things that you might tell me that I might be like, well, dog, that shit ain't right. But if it works for you, it works for you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily the same scenario, but, I mean, you lead by example, right? So I tell my kids, no, might not be no relationship shit, but you're going to hear a lot of people tell you a lot of things. You have to distinguish what's good advice, what's good news, what's good, and what's bullshit. You know, you have to be able to distinguish that. Your homeboy who might be going through some shit, you know, he might still have something decent to say, but you have to figure out yourself whether or not that was takeable advice or shit you should just let go in one ear and out the other. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your people are going to tell you a lot of the time what they think you want to hear or what they think you need to hear. You have to be able to distinguish what you need to keep and what you need to discard.
Right. Now, hey, dog, and I'm going to give you a perfect example. If you think about it, have I ever gave you any advice about your marriage? Whenever you said something, I just said, okay, if that's what you want to do. I can't tell you. I couldn't tell you shit. I'm going through my own
but
shit.
If I come to you, I expect, expectations is for you to come back to me with something that I can understand, because that's why I came to you in the first place.
Right, and what did I tell you? Any time that you ever said something to me, what did I say to you? Hey, dog, do what you feel you need to do.
Yeah, but I
never said, hey, man, you better get your ass over there and sign them motherfucking papers. Dog, do what you feel you need to do.
I look at it totally different, man. I look at it totally different. I look at it like this. If I call you about anything, it shouldn't matter what kind of day you having or anything. You should always tell me the truth. Now, what I want to hear,
I don't know
what I want to hear. That's
just
this. You should always tell me the truth.
Okay.
The truth to you.
You know what? And I'm going to be real with you, dog. All I ever hear is your side. I never hear her side.
Fuck her side. My side is all that counts.
See, and there you go. See,
that's
you want a yes man. You want a yes man then. Because, I mean,
I want somebody that's going to tell me. If I give you the scenario, even though you don't know her side of the story.
Okay, listen to me, dog. Listen to me, bro. It's always three scenarios. It's your side, her side, and the truth.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'm always telling the truth, dog.
No. You're going to tell me the truth from your eyes. Her eyes is not the same truth. Because if you and her both believe the same thing, y'all wouldn't be arguing.
Yeah.
Well,
that was deep, motherfucker. I got you.
I still think if I call you, Wick, or O, I expect the three of y'all to tell me the truth. I ain't expecting no sugarcoating.
I'm not expecting the truth. It's not that I'm sugarcoating anything. It's just I can't tell you. I can't say, all right, you sitting here saying, well, she did this, she did this, she said that, she said that. You're not telling me that. Dude, I'm going to tell you everything from my point of view, just like you tell me everything from your point of view. Then there's a whole other point. There's two other points out there, like I said. I hear your side, but I ain't heard her side, and I ain't heard the truth. Now, if I'm sitting in front of you two motherfuckers and y'all arguing, and that's something different. But now, if I'm just sitting here listening to you, I'm going to tell you to do what you feel like you need to do. That's the best advice I can give you, because I can say, leave that bitch. Leave that stinking asshole. But then deep down in your heart, you still love her. But now, here I am telling you, leave this bitch, because now you mad, you telling me this shit while you mad. But now, You done went home and made up, and now I'm sitting here like, man, you still with that dumbass bitch? You a dumb motherfucker, man. You still with that old no-good trifling-ass bitch? You an idiot, motherfucker,
hey, man,
dog.
She ain't going to be too many more bitches.
Exactly. My point exactly. Exactly. That's my point.
We got a new caller. I don't know if this is Waylo or not. Hold on, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, is this Waylo?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, all right.
Now, here go the riff. Because now I'm sitting there like, oh, you an ignorant motherfucker. Now, you didn't call me and told me all this shit. And I'm like, dog, you a stupid motherfucker. And now you sit here agreeing with me. And I'm like, dog, you a stupid motherfucker. You get back with her. But now I call you 3 days later and she answered the phone. Hey, dog, who was that? Oh, that's old girl. What the fuck she doing now? Oh, man, we didn't work this shit out. So you didn't let this stinking bitch do whatever she gonna do to you. You a stupid motherfucker. You and that bitch dumb. Now, here's our riff. You know what I'm saying? That's just what you was talking about earlier. Letting the other motherfuckers in your business.
Uh-huh.
I mean, whether I'm your boy or not, keep me out your business.
No, but you can't do that, though, man, because everybody needs somebody to talk to.
Hold on there, partner. Hold on now. Your words was keep everybody out your business. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. But you still need somebody to talk to.
But having somebody to talk to and trying to take somebody's advice is two different
things. It's two different things.
Now, if you want me to be an ear, hey, bro, go ahead, pour it all out to me, dog. If you need to vent, get it off your chest. I'm here for you. You want my advice? I'ma tell you. Take that. Do what you. All you gonna hear me say is do what you think you need to do. Just like you always heard me say, do what you feel you need to do, dog. Cause I'm not gonna. Now, me being your friend, I'm not going to put my personal opinion in this. I'm not going to put my personal opinion in it because if I might not like her. But if that make you happy, who am I to tell you don't do it and you happy?
Yeah, but if you're my friend.
Well, okay, well, all right. Let me ask you this. The day before your wedding, when I pulled up, and yo, at that point in time, soon-to-be wife got smart with me. If I'd have walked up to you like, dog, don't marry this bitch, what's wrong with you? Would you listen to me? I mean, because she did get smart with me.
And I probably wouldn't listen to you.
She got smart with me. Me and her, our very first words, she got smart with me.
Well, you know what, though? You know what? Now, to be honest, you was late.
Man, fuck you. I was not late. How the fuck? I told you. Look, motherfucker, I wasn't there for her. I was there for you. I told you what time I was getting there. Now, just because she said I was supposed to have been there at a certain time, motherfucker, I already told you what time I was getting there.
And I told your ass to leave a day earlier.
No, I couldn't leave a day earlier, motherfucker. But you ain't gonna get me fired. My job, you mean to tell me, hold up. So what you telling me is I should have got fired for you and a motherfucker that you ain't even married to no more? Did you out your fucking
God
mind?
Goddamn right.
Fuck you.
Goddamn right. You could have moved in with us, man.
I think he knows that don't make no sense.
Exactly. You knew I had to get there when I could only get there when I got there. I told you I'd be there, and I got there. First thing your soon-to-be wife said, I said, hey, how you doing? You late. Hold on. That wasn't her motherfucking place to tell me I was late. I don't know her. I ain't never met her. Now, had you came to me and said, you late, something different.
Now you asked every woman on this. You got asked every woman on the show. All right, ladies, would you have reacted like that if he came in?
No.
This is your wedding.
One of the groomsmen is late.
I was late.
Right. Well, yeah, you was already late for your own wedding, so of course it don't bother you.
Hold on, man. Let's word this the right way. If you told, if your soon-to-be husband said, well, hey, he can't get here until.
Exactly.
How am I late?
Yeah, you would have communicated that to me already, so I wouldn't be.
Right. That was your fault.
Wait a minute, hold
that
on,
man.
I already knew.
I feel like that was between y'all.
Y'all communication between y'all two was fucked up then.
Right, that ain't got nothing to do with me. If you told me he gonna be here at this time, oh, okay. But if he didn't get that late, oh, you get mad. I can't get mad. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That was y'all conversation. I wasn't on the phone.
At the end of the day, I'm not marrying your nigga. I'm marrying you, so I don't give a fuck if he was late or never came.
Exactly.
Well, like y'all say, everybody different. And how the fuck did I become the bad guy?
You the motherfucker that was you came up with it. Oh, you
it all
starts with conversation. And then you don't come. Wait, no, this motherfucker gonna come to me. Hey, man, you late? What the fuck? Motherfucker, I made great. The fucked up part is that I got there earlier than I thought I actually was gonna get there. I told the motherfucker I wasn't gonna get there at 6 and 7. I got there at 4.
He only came and told you he was late because she said something to him.
Right. Oh, punk-ass, soft-ass motherfucker.
You better handle that shit. Go handle it. You better say something. Say something.
He gonna come walking up to me. Hey, dog, you late. What do I look like? I dream a genie. I can fold my hands and just snap my fingers and I'm going to be there?
Yeah,
now,
if I left out
at 11 o'clock, like, hey, dog, matter of fact, I left out at 10:30. That caused 2 traffic jams. Still made it from Gary to Minnesota by 4 o'clock. This motherfucker, I mean, hey, damn, dog, glad you're here. Glad you made it.
You late.
I told you that later on.
I was
stressed the fuck out, man. All right?
Hold up, man.
Going through
First
my mind
all
at one time. She on my trail. My mama talking crazy.
Well, you know what?
Day. My dad
all right, well,
get their fucking hotel rooms.
Let's just call a spade, man. You was in some motherfucking panties. You was in some panties and you was acting like a motherfucking punk.
I ain't gonna never agree to no shit like that. You
I mean, come on, you was in some panties and you was acting like a punk. Cause I mean,
yeah,
come on, dog. Let's just put it out there. You had to have a lot of punk tendencies to motherfucking just to not include me as your best man, to throw me as a groomsman to a motherfucking. Then even when your best man, when we sitting there, your best man's like, dog, this ain't right. This ain't right, man. He should be your best man. And you didn't let me be your best man because she said something? Come on, man. You was in some panties.
Whatever,
man.
Yeah, you was wrong for that one.
Sure.
I'm so sorry. Because
you can't tell who
can and can't be your best man. That's your best friend,
dude. That's your best friend. You supposed to pick whoever your best friend.
You probably told her to go. You should have told her to go kick some bricks with some Jordan flip-flops on.
Shit, I had 2 best men because I couldn't pick between my brother and my best friend, so I had 2 best men.
But Bill, that was your choice, though. But that was your choice.
Now, way low. Now, I knew had his brother been there, hands down, you know, hey, brother come first. But now,
right.
Brother wasn't there. So who's supposed to be next in line?
You
would think.
No, that's what I know.
Right.
Sure, my wedding party was big as fuck, so I can't really, I don't know. I had a lot of
fuck all y'all.
Excuses. Excuses.
But now you say, okay, Waylo, who was your best man?
My brother and my best friend.
Oh, okay. Your brother and your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Not a motherfucker you met 9 years ago.
He said, what? Damn, dog.
I mean, I'm just saying. Oh, I mean, hey.
God damn.
I had a lot of issues with that, dog. I was pissed.
I see.
Motherfucker.
I would have been. You were still in the wedding.
When the best. Did you just say I was still in the wedding?
I did.
So what you trying to say? He wasn't going to be in the wedding.
I never said
don't
that.
Don't worry about it. Your next one, you will know.
I never said that.
You lose cool points
shit.
For this father time.
Hey, it ain't about no points.
It is in
you
my book.
You shunned me, dog.
I mean, okay,
you
but look, this is the same man who you expect for her, you know, to give you sound advice, but this is the same man you cut out as your best man at your wedding. So really, what else can you expect?
Well, I mean, okay, there's two other people that can make that same argument.
Who?
Shit, Wick for one?
No.
He
could have
made
everybody,
the same argument.
Hold up, dog. Everybody, Wick, oh, everybody was like, you supposed to be the best man.
No, ain't nobody told me that.
You met, who told you shit? Could nobody tell you shit?
You met Wick. That automatically.
You met Wick and old through who? Me. You wouldn't have never knew them if it wasn't for me. You met them through me.
And is there a point?
Everybody felt like I was supposed to have been the best man. Everybody but your wife. But because your wife said that I couldn't be the best man, you chose not to be the best man. So therefore, you was wearing some punk panties.
Period.
Father, this is where you admit that you are wrong.
Yeah. Admit that you're wrong.
Yeah. This is one of the questions.
Let that one go.
Let it go and admit you wrong.
Well, you remember that part about winning the fight? You have to win it.
Come on, man. Tell me you're sorry. Tell me you're sorry. Tell me you're sorry, dog. I mean, dog, this has been eating at me for years, man. I was hurt by that.
What?
Tell me you sorry, man. Tell me you sorry because you hurt my feelings.
My bad.
Nah, I don't want to hear my bad.
My bad, dog.
Nah, man. Tell me you sorry.
I know. I'm Zuzu.
So you can't tell me you sorry, dog. You can't tell me you sorry because you hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, man. Damn.
All right. Thanks.
We didn't have this discussion before.
I just wanted to hear it again.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Where are the
y'all
violins?
Need to get married for real.
I need to hear the little violins. That's what I need to hear.
You need to hear what?
The little violins, nigga. This is some As the World Turns shit.
That was a real thing. See, man, you turned this into a goddamn soap opera. God damn.
Whatever, man.
We might as well get a reality show.
Don't talk to me.
Ain't this what that is? Ain't that you don't get no relief.
Father Time, you're sleeping on the couch tonight, damn it.
Right. Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear you. Don't talk to me.
Hey, speaking of reality shows, y'all know the Whitney Houston daughter got a reality show? Anybody seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it, man. It's the Houston's supposed to be her and Whitney's mother.
Yeah, an uncle and an auntie.
All right, well, you ain't got Bobby Brown in that. That show sucks.
Right.
Nah, I'm pretty sure Bobby ain't in it. I don't even think. You know, she left for like $100 million, man.
She don't even talk to him.
No, hold up. She left for $30 million, but her estate, after she died, grossed $100 million. She
but
had
don't the daughter
million.
Get all of that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The daughter initially only had $30 million. And with, I ain't saying $30 million like that. She only had $30 million, but she had $30 million. But when Whitney died and them CDs got to selling again, God damn, that mm-hmm. shit jumped from 30 to 100. Hell yeah.
She's going to get paid for the rest of her life off of royalties.
Exactly, dog. That shit jumped from 30 to 100 in a year.
Yep.
Didn't Bobby just get arrested for something?
Did he? Bobby didn't got arrested again?
I believe so. They say he just got arrested for something. I didn't read the whole story. I just got the little news flash came across my phone. But, yeah, supposedly he got...
But now
well, in the words of Rick James, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Bobby's sober,
but now,
man.
But now here's the fucked up part that Bobby gonna get that. Bobby gonna get some of that money real soon, cause that girl put herself to struck. Cause you know if something happens to her, the money goes to Bobby. That was in the will. Now she did not. Whitney did put that in the will. Yeah, she did put that in the will. If anything happened to Bobby Christina. Then Bobby Brown gets the money. Shit, Bobby finna get her some of that motherfucking low end shit. That girl, go on, get her.
Don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's fucked up, man. She's fucked. How you gonna marry your brother? I mean, I know
she
he ain't a real brother and sister, but come on, who does that?
That's
you know this dude is your brother your whole life.
People
well,
ain't
your whole life, but half your life.
But now, hold on. No, they met like in their little preteen years.
Right.
Which,
he was 8, she was 7, something like that. He 9,
nah,
she 7,
nah,
something like
nah,
that.
No, they were a little bit older than that. Which, now, me personally, I wouldn't have brought no motherfucking boy around my 12-year-old daughter.
He lived in the house, didn't he?
I don't
right,
give a
but
don't
if
fuck.
They grew up as brother and sister,
no,
come on, man.
No,
that's just like,
no.
Okay,
oh,
dog, listen,
hold on,
listen. That's just like
go
if
ahead.
You get married, if you marry a woman that has kids and you have kids, those kids come together. They grow up as brothers and sisters. It's the same thing.
Nah, but then, dog, look, as fucked up as this sounds, and as fucked up as, and I mean, this is just reality, dog. You got to take it back. You got some people that will look at it like that, and you got some people like, shit, the same motherfucking blood, I'll fuck the shit out of her.
You act like they started becoming brothers and sisters when they was 2 and 3 years old or something.
Right.
They
was like
13
or 14.
14,
they,
stuff like that. That's
right.
Not growing up as brother and sister.
They was fucking, and the bottom line is for them to be where they at now, they've been fucking for a long time. It's just now they just said, fuck it, we going to let everybody know.
Yeah.
That's all that happened, dog. Real talk. They didn't go. You might have thought they grew up as brothers and sisters, but evidently they telling you right now, no, we didn't. No, the fuck we didn't, because, hell, we
that's probably why Bobby ain't around. Bobby probably found out about that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Turning that girl from her daddy.
That's fucked up. But he ain't tripping. He's sitting back just waiting. He waiting. Because she already on drugs. Well, they say she is. She going to be another Lindsay Lohan, man.
Yeah, she is. She's going to be a fucking train wreck.
With $100 million. I spent all that shit before I blow up. My daddy ain't getting shit.
I mean, hold on, man. Y'all, I mean, you saying it like the motherfucker wasn't there.
That's probably how she thinking. She apparently she has some serious issues with her father.
Yeah, damn, your mama left you $30 million. Your daddy ain't left you shit. Your daddy ain't, and your daddy on drugs. Your daddy keep going to jail. I mean, and then you got all these other motherfuckers playing into her ear, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but she could say the same thing about her mother. Her mother was on drugs, too. How you going to...
She damn sure was.
Hate the
yeah, she damn sure was, but her
mom...
Her mama left her $30 million.
My daddy ain't dead yet.
Her mama didn't leave her.
Hold up. You really think Bobby Brown worth $30 million right now?
Bobby, probably not.
Bobby lucky if he got $30 in his pocket right now.
No, I'm pretty sure Bobby got covered all of
us. You really think so?
That nigga was sleeping on
Superhead couch. The nigga broke.
Wait on, let me ask you a question. Out of all that music Bobby Brown made, he still get checks for that music, right?
Yeah, he still get money for that. Every time a song is played on
broke.
The radio, every time a CD is sold, he's still getting royalties. This might not be as much as, as a current artist, but he's still getting royalties. He's going to get royalties for the rest of his life until they stop playing the shit.
Yeah,
all right,
he
can't be broke.
I mean, but
no,
how much is
broke.
Okay? How much is he
but
getting?
You got to think about how much
get...
debt. You got to think about
right.
how much debt he's in too. If he's in debt, all those royalties go somewhere else. They don't go to his bank account.
Yeah.
All those royalties go to his accountant, and his accountant pays what's owed. So if he's broke and he owes, then yeah, he's broke and he owes. But if he's in what we call liquid, if he's liquid, then all those royalties is going to his account and then to his paycheck, then to his bank account.
I refuse to believe that man broke.
Well, you know that he's doing concerts and stuff like that, too.
Right. He's still doing tours.
Okay.
But you
got
to think about
right.
it. Those concerts, if those concerts that they do, he ain't getting paid no big bread.
No, I know that.
I think the person right now that's making the most money for a concert is Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and fucking, I forgot the other dude's name. They're the only person that's pulling in five figures for a concert.
Okay, but
yeah,
Bobby Brown ain't getting
$30,000
for doing a little show? Come on, now.
It's still
no,
Bobby Brown.
You said, wait a minute. You said how much you think he
getting? No, he's not.
Wait a minute. Oh,
he's
wait a minute.
Bobby
I didn't
Brown.
Hear, hold on. I didn't
no.
hear the number you said. What number did you say you think he... How much you think he getting paid for a show?
I'm saying Bobby Brown, he got to be getting at least 30-40.
You
no,
out your
fucking Bobby Brown,
mind.
I can get Bobby Brown and fucking the goddamn
Bobby,
Link Bar for $2,000.
Six G's top.
Bullshit.
Six
That's
G's.
Bobby Brown, dude.
$2,000. Bobby Brown ain't had no motherfucking hit since the 80s. Is you crazy?
But he's still irrelevant. He's still irrelevant. He's still relevant,
so,
though.
To who?
So, when is the last time you heard My Prerogative played on the radio or anything else Bobby made humping around or any of that shit? You don't hear that shit no more?
That shit, I mean, you hear that shit on old school Sundays.
So he still gets the money
from it. Mini mix
or some
shit.
About $5 or $10.
Right, you only, I mean, it ain't like you getting paid no motherfucking $1,000 every time your song plays. You getting... $5, $10 every time your song played.
Exactly.
Man,
you ain't getting
man.
No $1,000 every time your song played.
Nah,
it's
Bobby Brown. I'm pretty sure he got investments and all that good shit going. Bobby Brown can't
really,
be broke,
man. You need to go watch one of them True Hollywood stories. That nigga ain't invest shit. That motherfucker broke. He
invested in cocaine.
Right. Dope man got all his money. I wish
Hell
I was a dope
yeah.
man. I wish I was the motherfucker that was serving him. God damn, I wish I was the motherfucker that was serving him.
That's where Bobby's money is at, nigga. In somebody's rims.
I ain't trying to hear none of y'all saying if Bobby Brown doing a concert, people going to go to his concert, and he going to make some money, regardless.
And Claire Huff
like
was G, nigga.
She wasn't.
She was. If you think Bobby Brown is doing it, then I say Claire Huxtable is a G. Now, which way you want
to
go?
I'm not saying Bobby Brown making 6-7 figures. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying
he got to be making enough money. People still like his music, even though it's 20 years old. People still like it.
People still like New Edition.
Bobby Brown got arrested for drinking and driving.
See, so he had to have some money to go buy something to drink, and he still got a car.
Hell,
shit,
no.
He could probably still go to the liquor store and get
some
for free. Well,
you
can
go to the liquor store.
You can go on the liquor store and get something for free. Goddammit. Pretty sure.
No, sure, I can't believe
y'all don't got help.
I cannot believe this. Bobby Brown. I just refuse. I can't see it, man. People still like his music.
Dude,
you can play
hold
this
on.
Shit on the radio today, and people will still.
Hold on, man. Listen, what I'm telling you, man. You got to come out them 80s, dog. You really got to come out them 80s. I understand that was your time, but you got to come out that shit. That shit is old. It's 2012, man. Should have been 2013.
Bobby done made music since the 80s. He got a couple times with Whitney Houston.
No, okay, the 90s.
You said what?
I said okay.
He made a hit with, he made a
he
hit
got a couple
with Whitney Houston.
With Whitney Houston, man.
That shit, oh, yeah, in the 80s.
Oh, dog. Early 2000s, man. Somebody look him up. Wait, don't look him up. When the last time Bobby Brown released a song?
Humping
I'm
around.
I'm saying an album. I'm not saying an album. I'm just saying a single. What year?
He was just promoting the album this past year on BET. But that don't
See,
mean
so he's still
song.
Making music.
That don't mean
he did with this shit.
Right.
That shit didn't go wood.
Somebody bought it. Somebody
not
bought
wood,
it. I'm telling you, somebody
not
bought
wood.
It.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, you know what? I got a site that all I got to do is email them who I want. They'll email me back, give me a price. I'll let y'all know how much it costs to book Bobby next show.
Ben,
you ain't got to let me know because we not booking it.
You talking about as far as the concert go, right? I'm guaranteeing you Bobby getting at least $10,000 or more.
I'll take that bet. I take that bet. How much you want to bet?
How much you want to bet? I'm betting Bobby get at least 10 for a show.
I bet you $100.
Bet.
Way low.
What up?
You need to have him in the lounge next time, nigga. Put that shit on the site.
But now, hey. When I was in the lounge, who did I say I wanted to interview? I want to interview Bobby Brown.
You said Maya Angelou, you said Pac, and I can't remember Al Obama.
And then Bobby Brown.
You did say Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown.
Yep.
You said Bobby
Brown. Go back to the interview.
You sure did.
I said I want to interview Bobby Brown.
You sure did. I remember because I watched it.
So Bobby, he's relevant to you because you still want to interview him.
He wants to find out why he was a goddamn fool. That's probably what he wants to know.
Right.
Thank you.
It don't matter, though. He's still relevant. Because Bobby called the show right now and said, hey, I want to do an interview. You ain't going to say no.
Yeah, but you ain't going to pay him either.
Right. Who the fuck are we going to pay him? Who the fuck are we paid to do an interview?
No, I'm saying, just like when Bushwick Bill came on the show. I'm saying if somebody said, hey, man, I need Bobby Brown, the second time
when he said he wants to come on the show the second time, and he was like, give me $300, I'll come on the show again, fuck you. You're not relevant. I'm not paying you a goddamn thing.
And an eye for an eye ain't selling no more.
Exactly. And he's talking about play my new song. Don't nobody care about that new song.
Where's the rest of the ghetto boys?
Well, when
is
Faith
here with you?
Right.
Bobby's still relevant as long as he got Ronnie, Ricky, Mike, and the rest of them with him.
Exactly.
That's not true. Bobby Brown was more successful by himself than he was ever with New Edition.
Okay.
Man, well, he's broke. Damn, get it through your fucking head. That motherfucker been broke. Whitney Houston was the provider. The motherfucker was broke. He's broke now. He's not. I guarantee you he ain't got $100,000. I guarantee you he ain't got $30,000 in his bank account right now.
But the dope man do.
Damn right. That motherfucker ain't nothing but another David Ruffin.
Mm.
No, I refuse to believe that. Bobby had money when he met Whitney.
Had.
Operative word.
Well, he still got. I'm telling you,
he
got
to all that with the dope man.
He got enough money to go get some drugs. That's probably where that ends. That nigga keeps
right,
some dope. And keep some dope money.
All right, well, check this out, y'all. We had a we I ain't finna keep arguing with this motherfucker about Bobby Brown shit. Like I said, it's 11:28. We done went 28 minutes over. But
free Bobby.
Check this out. Shut up.
He can fight.
Hey, man. We ain't did something a long time, man. I want to go out with this song, man. I want to go out with a song. So, Janine, you ain't last words.
It was a great show. I had lots of fun. And, of course, I'll be on here next week, like always.
You don't be saying like always. Like, you, like these motherfuckers keep calling me. God damn it. No, I'm fucking with you, man. Look, so you got any last words?
You know, I always have a good time with y'all. It's always fun. And I'll be back next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be here.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. What's up, dog? Any last words other than Bobby Brown?
SinCityRadio.Ning.com, man. Okay.
Like what you hear.
Hey, we
hey, man.
Do some blogs for us. We need some blogs. I know Waylo got one on there.
I know, that was nice, too. I read it.
Yeah, I put a couple of them on there. So, you know, hit up that blog page, y'all.
Yeah, and I'm going to try not to be bitter when I start posting blogs, too. Check this out, man. Hey, I know you don't know nothing about it, but shit, this is old school, man. I heard it the other day. I was like, fuck it, I had to play it, man. My boy Matt. All right, y'all. Next week.
Peace.
Hey, man, my shit won't play. What the fuck? Oh, there we go.
Don't let the